Hello and welcome to the 18th episode of Worldview Central Bank Insights. I'm your host, Reagan Basong, a freshman at the Wharton School of Finance, and it is my pleasure to guide you through another exploration of the largest stories regarding global financial dynamics over the past week. Today, we'll begin by discussing why it may not be as bad as we think if the Fed keeps rates higher for longer. Then we'll shift to how Turkey's central bank held steady at 50%, and last to how Argentina lowered their key rate, though it still rests at like 60%. So yeah, to begin, the Fed's decision to keep rates higher for longer may not necessarily be a bad thing considering the current economic conditions. With the economy performing well and the stock market holding up, higher interest rates may not be significantly detrimental to the economy, in my opinion. Despite initial expectations for rate cuts, inflation has proven to be stickier than expected, hovering around 3% compared to the Fed Reserve's 2% target. Recent statements by the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, have indicated that rate cuts are not imminent, with the possibility of additional hikes if inflation does not ease further. So the decision to keep rates high for longer definitely, of course, has been raising questions about when monetary policy easing will come and its impact on financial markets and the broader economy. Corporate earnings reports during the current season will provide key insights, definitely, into the impact of interest rates on their profit margins and consumer behavior. While higher rates can be a positive sign if associated with growth, there is little precedent for the Fed to cut rates during robust growth periods like the present. Higher rates have not been linked to recessions in recent decades, and Fed chairs have been criticized for keeping rates too low for too long, leading to economic bubbles. Financial markets have largely held up amid the higher rate landscape, with the S&P 500 still up year-to-date despite recent volatility, along with many other key indexes. While rates too high or too low can definitely distort financial markets, some argue that active monetary policy may not have as significant an impact on the economy as the Federal Reserve believes. Looking ahead, the likely path for Fed policy is toward cutting rates somewhat, but not returning to near zero rates. The economy and markets may be able to withstand a permanently higher level of rates, suggesting a gradual normalization of policy. However, the state of public finances, with a significantly increased national debt, could pose challenges as higher rates begin to take a toll on consumers, particularly low-income earners. Next, let's move on over to Turkey, where, despite rising inflation, their central bank has decided to keep its one-week repo auction rate unchanged at 50%. This decision comes after an unexpected increase of 500 basis points last month, which raised rates from 45% to 50% as monetary tightening resumed following a one-month pause. Turkey's annual inflation continues to climb, hitting 67% in March, with monthly consumer prices rising by 3.16% from February. The Monetary Policy Committee stated that it remains highly attentive to inflation risks and decided to maintain the policy rate unchanged, considering the lagged effects of the monetary tightening. Their central bank governor, during a visit to the U.S. for the IMF spring meetings, reaffirmed the bank's target of reducing inflation to 36%. The bank's projections suggest that inflation is expected to peak in May before starting to decline. Since June, Turkey has faced a cost of living crisis, leading the central bank to implement consecutive rate hikes. Following the May elections, President Erdogan shifted from his unconventional monetary policy of keeping interest rates low despite soaring inflation. The central bank raised borrowing costs from 8.5% to 45% from June to January in an aggressive hike series. After a pause in February, the bank delivered a surprise hike in March, following an unexpected rise in the country's yearly inflation. Thursday's decision was in line with predictions by most economists in a poll released earlier this week. Finally, let's discuss how Argentina's central bank has reduced its key interest rate for the fourth time since President Javier Milei took office in December. The rate was lowered from 70% to 60%, as policymakers anticipate a sustained slowdown in inflation in the country. The decision to cut rates was communicated to traders through the local CIOPEL system, This move follows Milei's statements earlier in the day, where he has expressed the government's commitment to continue easing policy whenever inflation falls, as part of efforts to improve the central bank's balance sheet. Argentina's monthly inflation decelerated more than expected in March, making it the third consecutive slowdown. However, consumer prices rose by 11% from February to March, and inflation on a year-on-year basis accelerated to 287.9%, the highest level since the country exited hyperinflation in the early 1990s. 287.9%, you heard me correctly. Milei's economic team is optimistic about inflation slowing faster than analysts anticipate. They forecast that consumer price increases will decrease to 3.8% by September, while analysts surveyed by Argentina's central bank in March projected a rate of 6.2% for the same period. So yeah, in conclusion, we began by discussing why it may not be as bad as we think if the Fed keeps rates higher for longer. Then we discussed how Turkey's central bank held steady at 50%. And then lastly, to how Argentina lowered their key rate from 70% to 60%. And yeah, as we continue to live throughout this financial landscape, the ripples of change will definitely continue being felt across economies worldwide. That's a wrap for this week's Central Bank Roundup. And if you have topics you want me to dive into or thoughts on today's podcast, let me know anytime. You'll find all my contact details in the show notes. Until next time, thank you.